Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I claim and hold today by invocation the power of the Holy Trinity, who formed the elements of all creation, three persons in one holy unity. I claim the strength of Jesus' incarnation, his baptism, death on cross, his earthly grave, his resurrection and his high ascension, his second coming to the world to judge and save. I claim and hold the power of God to bear me, the mind of God in wisdom now to teach, the eye of God to watch, the ear to hear me, the word of God to daily give me speech, the hand of God to be my true protector, the way of God on paths my feet to send, the shield of God to be my shade and shelter, the host of God against all evils to defend. I claim and hold the strength of Christ to love me, Christ at my side, before me and behind, Christ underneath, around me and above me, upon my right, my left, the Lord I find. Christ in the heart of all who would befriend me, Christ in the mouth that with me would converse, Christ in the eye of all who would attend me, Christ in the ear of each who listens, each who hears. I bind unto myself by invocation the faith and power of the Trinity, the Father, Spirit, Son is my salvation, who shall be with us now and through eternity. My life is at the service of the gospel. God has given me this gift of his grace. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord, he who keeps his pledge come what may, who takes no interest on a loan and accepts no bribes against the innocent. Such a man will stand firm forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My life is at the service of the gospel. God has given me this gift of His grace. This servant proved himself faithful and wise. The Lord entrusted the care of His household to Him. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all His commands. His sons shall be powerful on earth. The children of the upright are blessed. Riches and wealth are in His house. His justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foe. Open-handed he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. This servant proved himself faithful and wise. The Lord entrusted the care of his household to him. My sheep shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My sheep shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. To the elders among you, I, a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings and sharer in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst. Give it a shepherd's care. Watch over it willingly as God would have you do, not under constraint and not for shameful profit either, but generously. Be examples to the flock, not lording it over those assigned to you, so that when the chief shepherd appears, you will win for yourselves the unfading crown of glory. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them.
This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them.
He spent himself in their service
and ever prayed for them.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them.
Many shall come from the east and the west, and they shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Magnifica anima mea Dominum, et exaltavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et enim ex hoc beatam me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius progenie et progenies timentibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanis. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Many shall come from the east and the west, and they shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus Christ is worthy of all praise, for he was appointed high priest among men and women and their representative before God. We honor him, and in our frailty we pray, bring salvation to your people, Lord. You marvelously illuminated your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women. Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders, like Moses, sought your compassion. Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you appointed your holy ones and filled them with the Holy Spirit. Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You yourself are the only visible possession of your holy pastors. Let none of them, won at the price of your blood, remain far from you.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
The shepherds of your church kept your flock from being snatched out of your hand.
Through them you give your flock eternal life. Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life. Bring salvation to your people, Lord. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who chose the Bishop Saint Patrick to preach your glory to the peoples of Ireland, grant through his merits and intercession that those who glory in the name of Christian may never cease to proclaim your wondrous deeds to all. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Ave Regina Celorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta, Gaude Virgo Gloriosa, Super omnes speciosa, Vale o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum exora.